When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast. Hi, folks. You're very welcome back to the Irish Country Living Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Dunhue. I think we can all agree it's definitely been a summer of sport. Well, definitely from my perspective it has anyway, but I suppose from the Olympics to the GAA coming back into summer season, there's been a lot going on. And continuing on that sporting theme, this week's podcast guest is Ciara Griffin. Ciara is the Irish rugby captain, and she's also a teacher, and she lives down in County Kerry from there. Her father and her uncle are farmers, very involved in the farm as well. With both her sporting and her teaching background, Ciara was an obvious choice to launch a new campaign called TYF, Tackle Your Feelings. It's a mental health and wellbeing campaign run by Rugby Players Ireland and funded by the Zed Zurich Foundation. It really just, an 8-lesson program that encourages school kids to take control of their feelings. Just gives them practical tools on how to express if they're happy, if they're sad, things like that. Ciara and I spoke all about the campaign. Very interestingly, I suppose, looking back into our own school days, we were saying about, you know, you learned a lot about nutrition, but you didn't really learn very much about your mental health. So it's great to see that coming back around. We spoke about Ciara's sporting and farming backgrounds growing up, and also about the need for role models in sport. So I hope you enjoy. Ciara, how are you keeping? You're very welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Anne. Thanks for having me. All good, thankfully. It's nice weather outside, so you can't but be happy, really, can you?
Where in the world are you this morning?
I am in Coro today, so in Coro and Kerry. So that's where I am today.
Lovely. The weather is good down there.
It is for a change, which is nice. We'll take advantage of it.
This is the back to school weather now, Ciara, is it?
Typical, yeah. Back into class tomorrow, so obviously the weather gets better, but it'll be nice for the kids getting back too, make it that bit easier when it's nice and sunny at break time and stuff. So
true, yeah, they've been good out of form.
Exactly.
And would you be looking forward to getting back to school now, this stage of the summer?
Yeah, actually I know it sounds surprising, but yeah, in terms of it's nice for routine. I'm very big on my routine and getting set in it. So it's looking forward to that. And looking forward to seeing the kids, to be honest. It's been a long time. So just looking forward to that routine also.
And I suppose, speaking of school, Ciara, you're involved in a campaign for a school at the moment, Tackle Your Feelings. I suppose, tell us a bit around what's the campaign based around.
Yeah, so it's the Tackle Your Feeding Schools campaign. It's a campaign that kind of basically to teach children or young adults life skills or mental health skills also, and kind of instill them with the vocabulary or the ways of talk about their mental health, but also to listen to it also. And it kind of is to reduce the stigma that can be around mental health at times. And for schools, say on the teacher side, there's 8 lessons pre-made, pre-planned that are available online or on the TYF app. And then you can use it to Tackle Your Feelings app as well. So I do know a lot of schools locally around here have used the TYF app before, and they found it very useful in class. So hopefully we'll just keep going from strength to strength.
And do you think it's good, Ciara, that I suppose we're moving more towards teaching kids how to, like, practical skills of how to do this. Because I suppose for a lot of years, we were all have heard about it's important to talk about your feelings. But, you know, maybe we don't all, both adults and children, have the skills knowing how to do that. As you said, listening as well on the other side.
Yeah, completely. Because, you often find, say, as a teacher, that, say, especially with younger kids, that they'll know how they're feeling and they'll be feeling a certain way, but they find it difficult to get the words across to explain it. And I think with this campaign, it's really going to just show the different vocabulary you can use and how to get your feelings across in the right, not in the right way, but, you know, for others to understand that also. And also to realize it's okay to be upset, but on the flip side, it's okay to be happy and to share why you're happy. I think that's what we all need to get used to, because I think it's, you know, sometimes not people hide, but, you know, they don't, if they're really happy and someone's, but do you know they're not as happy, they kind of hide it. And I'm like, no, share why you're happy, because you'd be surprised that could bring someone up beside you. So I think it's just an important on both sides.
So it sounds like a very broad kind of a course. It's not just focused in, I suppose, on feeling sad or, you know, things like that. It's the whole spectrum.
Exactly, the whole area. And what's really good, it kind of teaches you skills and different, I suppose, skills in terms of, you know, mindfulness, switching off, learning how to switch off, kind of listening to your body, which is, I think, is so important in terms of, like, we're a very computer-led and technology-driven society at the moment. And I think it's important to teach children, young adults, that you can put away the phone. The phone doesn't, you don't have to be looking down all the time. Put away the phone for, say, 15, 20 minutes at the start and just listen to you and relax, switch off, go for a walk, read a book. And, you know, just take that time to relax. And I think it's important that we kind of, you know, teach to, and it doesn't always, but everyone's like, oh, I don't like walking. And I'm like, well, there's different things you can do. You know, you can listen to, you know, your things online for us to relax and things like that. And just keep learning how to switch off. And I think that's just so important for us as a society.
And is it important that we teach kids how to be both physically and mentally well, you know, on both sides of it? Because I even remember when I was in school, you learned so much about fruit, veg, nutrition, all that. But, you know, there was never that really side of, I suppose, being mentally well.
Yeah, dead right. Like, I think nearly half of parents have said that their children focus a lot on their physical health, but not their mental health. So I always think of it this way in terms of my own, that if you think of it as a balance scales, if one side is lower and higher than the other, it's not balanced. So one's going to burn out. And I think your mental health is just as important as your physical health. And I've often said it, that taking time to yourself or just to switch off or to listen to you is just as important as doing your gym session, doing your running session, or doing your football or your rugby training session. And I think it's just important that children at a young age learn that. And once you learn those skills at a young age, it's going to help them as they grow into young adults, adolescents, and into adulthood.
And Ciara, you yourself, obviously you're a teacher and you're playing rugby for Ireland and Munster and you had Bohemians and all the rest, but you're obviously very busy. But do you consciously make an effort to switch off in the middle of all that?
Yes, I do. And it's actually something that's come about since lockdowns. So it's actually one good thing that's happened to me from lockdowns, because previously I was always go, 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 just keep going, fill all your time with stuff to be done. And it's actually, you were nearly burning out on the other end because you aren't switching off. Like, your head would be going 90 all the time. Whereas I actually learned then just to switch off. And simple things work for me was literally I used to go for a 20-minute walk every morning. First thing, go for a walk, have nothing with me and just switch off, bring the dog for a walk. It was fab. And the small little changes like that for me really worked. And one thing I'm doing at the moment is, I'm say at 8:30, 9 o'clock, the phone is put up on the counter. And it's left.
Really good idea.
And it's something I was working with a person, they told me about it. I was like, that's such a good idea. And at the start now, you're like, oh, you nearly jump. And I'm like, no, just leave it. And it makes such a difference for me because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just switching off now. And this is my switch off time. And if it's that important, they'll ring me. That's what I always think. Yeah. So it's just small things like that. And I think it's just something we all need to get to do more as a group, as a society, because you have to look after you. You know, you can't run an empty tank. And mental well-being is such an important part of that.
Completely. And getting the phone out of the hand is key. It's like, and I shouldn't be even saying it's hard to do. It's not. You just need to make yourself do it. Just put it down. Yeah.
It's just a habit. It's like anything. You know, once you break a habit after a while, it becomes a norm. It's like sugar. You know, if you go off sugar for 2 weeks, the first 3 days are the worst. But no, it's something that's, I would recommend it.
In terms of, I suppose, preparing, if you're preparing for a big game or a match or anything, is there anything particular you do to get in a certain mindset, Ciara, in for preparation or?
Yeah, I'm old school now, so I love silence. So I like just sitting quietly, and I'll mentally go over the different plays in my head. So I have my book always, let's say, if I'm, oh, Ginny, where should I be here? I'll always look at my book, but in my head, I'm like, I know it. And yeah. I think sometimes it's doubting yourself that you go back to your book. But it's always that reassurance that it's there if I need it. But mentally, that's me. I sit down, I take time and have a coffee, and I just mentally go through different scenarios in my head, because then once they're thrown at me, you know, it's not much of it as much of a shock, and you kind of react quicker. And it helps settle my nerves as well. And other people have different ways, and that's fine. That works for them. But this is just what works for me. And it's something that over the years I found this works best for me. Just I've tried listening to music, I've tried the headphones, and it just doesn't work for me. Where just sitting down, going through different motions in your head, it just gets me kind of in the game mindset.
I think it's important, Ciara, in all aspects of life, that people know what works for them when they need to prepare for something. Because even I was saying there, I'd be more like you, like I'd like to just be quiet and be left alone. But yeah. I know some people like need to be hyped up, even completely different. I was thinking of presentations and things like that. Some people, they'd be like, come on. Whereas I'd be like, no, just sit back and just want that kind of, you know, silence.
Completely. And that's you hit the nail on the head there, and that you have to find it works for you, because you might look up to a person and they do X, Y, and Z. And you're like, I want to be like them, so I'm going to do exactly what they do. And it just might work. And that's fine. You got to find what works for you. You can take advice from people, and people can give you advice. But at the end of the day, it's your body. It's your performance. You know, it's you're making the decision out of it. And I think, and it won't happen straight away. It took a time for me to find what worked for me best. And it's trial and error. And don't be afraid. That's my biggest thing. Don't be afraid to try something. It mightn't work out, that's fine, but you know why it didn't work out, and then you're like, okay, if this didn't work out, this might work instead. And I think that's just our way forward.
And Ciara, were you always sporty growing up when you were in primary school yourself, or as a child?
Yeah, loves my poor parents. They were driving me the width and breadth of the county for trainings and for football, soccer, handball, rugby, you know. So I was very sporty growing up, and I loved it. But we have a farm as well at home. So I was on the farm from when I could walk, you know, so that was also good for me. Kind of gave me that lifestyle of wanting to be active. And that just led into sport then as well.
And what are you farming, Ciara?
We're doing dairy heifer rearing and beef at the moment, and a bit of sheep as well. So it's going good. It keeps you busy. And then my uncle is a dairy farmer, so I help out with him whenever I can. So if he wants to go away or with the family or needs help, I'll run over and give a hand to the cows there. So that's the goat ones.
I'd be always asking people this question, but do you think, whether physically or in terms of work ethic, do you think farming lends well to playing sport?
100%. Yeah, without a doubt. I think, like, I see my cousins over, they're fantastic footballers and so skillful, but they're so hardworking on the farm and off the farm and on the pitch. And I just think it gives you that work ethic and that drive, because you don't want to farm. If you're doing something and it doesn't work out, it's on you. And like, you have to get it working. You have to make it work. And you're given responsibility from a very young age, and that responsibility, and you're kind of given, I suppose, confidence to back your decision. And that's one thing I've kind of, looking back lately, I've seen that it's, you know, when you're playing sport, it's decisions on the cuff, on the fly. And I find with farming, you have to make decisions on the fly as well. And from getting that from a young age, it kind of just it becomes normality for you, making those decisions, and you stop second guessing as much. And also, like, you know, you're doing physical labor, you're physically strong, which always helps as well.
It's very interesting talking to people about it, because I would have always, obviously the physical part of it does definitely come into it. I would have always thought that would be kind of it. But the more I talk to sports people, the more they say that it's the decision making and all those different elements and the hard work kind of come into it also.
Yeah, completely. Because, you know, like, if you're told, okay, bring up that bunch, you're like, friend, the job's on you to make sure they all come up safely. You know, all the gates are closed. It's on you. And it's just that level of responsibility. And I think it gives you that confidence when you're given that level of responsibility. And once you have confidence, it just makes things a lot easier.
And Ciara, I suppose, just going in another vein for a second, coming back to the rugby side of things, when did rugby come into for you in the main, kind of?
To be honest now, and I my dad was involved with the local rugby club all my life. And so like I was playing rugby at home from when I was six, with my sister, like, and that was great. But it wasn't until I was 14 that there was a club set up. So at 14, I got to play rugby, say, in a club setting. And it's kind of took off from there, really, and loved it. And took played with Castle Island, Tralee, currently UL Bows as well. And then at so in 2016, I got my Ireland call up and I got my Irish cap, my first Irish cap, and kind of went off from there, really. Living the dream since.
Was playing for Ireland always a dream for you? Was that a goal?
Yeah. So you can ask my dad. I remember telling him, I was like, I want to play for the Red of Munster and the Green of Ireland. And look, I'm very lucky. I'm currently got to do both. But I think that's just so important, I think, from a young age, to set a goal and don't be afraid to share it. Do you know, I think that's so important, because I see girls, you know, I want to play football for Kerry, but they never do want to say it. And I'm like, just go for it. Or I want to play rugby for Ireland. And I'm like, well, if that's your goal, you now can do everything in your control to get there. And once you've done everything you can control, you know, at least you can take happiness from that, okay, I've done everything I can do. It's out of my control now. It's based on performance, based on selection. And that's just so important.
So I suppose we shouldn't be afraid to aim big and, you know, say it.
No. Yeah. Aim high, because look, there's only a sky ahead of you. So aim high and you'll be surprised how far you go.
And in sport, obviously there's the highs, but do setbacks come as well? And how do you deal with setbacks?
Oh yeah. Literally, it's like part and parcel, isn't it? It's like a coin. One side or the other. That's just, I suppose, it's like life, you know, the setbacks in all areas as well, with sport also, in terms of injury, maybe not being selected, not being performing as well as you know you can. And mentally, they're tough. Like I had a shoulder injury a few years ago, and it was tough for me, because I was like, I went from being so busy to being being injured and trying to rehab back. But on the flip side, then you focus so much on your rehab, because it's what you can control. And you know, if you do your exercises in a good way, X, Y, and Z, you'll get back. And then once you get back, it's up to you to put in performances to get selected again. So I think in terms of setbacks, it's realizing it's okay. It's okay not always to be the best, or not always being flying health in terms of fitness or injuries and all that. That it's just part and parcel. And that to realize that it will come around again once you put the work in to get back. And just listen to your body. I think that's so important. A lot of people, myself when I was younger, I just kept going, eventually, you know, you get niggles or you get injured, you get wrecked. So I think it's really important for young people, because sport is kicking off again, you know, it's busy season, all the different codes coming back. Just listen to your body, and if you think your body needs a break, maybe skip a training, or say, look, I go to training but don't take part, or, you know, just take that time for you to let your body recharge.
I hope you don't mind me saying this, I'm curious. You know that you have that captain mentality, and I can hear you say this to so many girls in the dressing room before and giving the advice and stuff. Do you like that kind of, I suppose, a leadership role?
Yeah, I suppose, like, to be honest, like, you know, I'm honored. I love being captain, but, you know, growing up, it was never something I thought of, if that makes sense. And it's just my way, I suppose. I love to put the arm around someone and just mind them and bring them on and make sure they're okay. I love, because you want to make sure people are okay. You want to check in on them, because different people go through different things, and some share it, some don't, and that's fine. But I think once they know you're there for them, it makes such a difference. And I suppose, yeah, I suppose I've had said these things many times in the past, so I suppose that's why maybe it's like might sound so natural.
And I suppose just before we finish up, Ciara, just something else that I want to touch on. Do you think it's important that younger girls have visible role models like yourselves, whether that's on telly, in the paper, wherever it was, but to see that, you know, if you can't see, you can't be, I suppose, kind of stealing that from the 2020 campaign, but, you know, rolling that forward, I suppose.
100%. You have to make it visually accessible as well. So I was really lucky growing up. I had so many female role models. You know, I had Siobhan Fleming locally, Helen Brosnan from Ballymac as well. Like, players who played for Ireland, and I'm like, well, they're local, they're women. They played for Ireland. They're like, okay, it is doable. And mentally makes it so much easier, because you're like, right, I'm not, you know, pushing against a brick wall here. There is pathways there. You can do it. And I think, like, look at Kelly Harrington, what she's done in the Olympics. And look, that lift she gave everyone. And one of the most down-to-earth people you ever meet. And so successful. And it just gives such a good role model for young kids, young girls, young boys, just anyone, to show that you can be highly successful but really down to earth as well. And this being the flip side, that she's a female athlete and she is literally top of the world, top of her game. And I think it's just really good for young girls to see that as well.
You know, it's interesting that you had those role models yourself, even locally. I think even being local kind of gives it even, you know what I mean, even that it cements it a small bit more, because you know them and you know what they're really like.
Completely, that's it. Yeah. And it makes it real. Do you know, yeah, if you see a local person playing where you want to play, you're like, okay, geez, I can do that too. I can get there if I work hard enough. And it just makes such, and you know, they don't have to be, your role model doesn't have to be an international athlete or a famous person. It can be a person, say if you're an underage player on the senior side who plays really, really well, do you know, and you're like, I want to be like them. And that's just really important, I think, to realize that your role model can just be in front of you. They don't have to be on TV or famous or anything like that. They can just be a really good player or just a really nice person. And it just makes all the difference.
Well, Ciara, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. I'm going to be following your progress and be supporting you 100%.
Thanks, Anne. Pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.